Hi, and welcome to KCIW. I'm Scott Clapson. This program is called Community Organizer, and the title of this show is Every Neighborhood Has Good Neighbors. We are here today with Patty Schlegel from Coastline Neighbors. How are you, Patty?
I'm doing well, and how are you?
I am excellent, thank you. Thanks so much for being here.
Thank you.
So we have a lot in common. I organize the volunteers at the Chetco Activity Center, and you're helping to organize the volunteers for Coastline Neighbors.
I am.
Yeah?
I am.
How did you come about to do that?
To get involved with Coastline Neighbors?
Yeah.
Well, it started with Lindy McLean.
Okay.
She knew about the Village to Village movement, which is a movement that started back on the East Coast about 15 years ago. And she really wanted to start one here. There's several, one in Eureka, one in Ashland, one in Creswell, and in Portland. And so she wanted one here. And so what she did is she came by my office, wrote down the website, and said, look at it. And so I did. It was very much about my passion, which is aging in place for seniors. Mm-hmm. And we got together and started building the organization.
And when was this?
This was in April of 2016.
So it's a relatively new organization.
Very new. Very new.
But it sounds like it's based on it's a national model, correct?
It is a national model. It, like I said, it started back on the East Coast in Boston, actually, and some neighbors that had raised their families together started getting older, and now it was time to probably move closer to their families that had moved away or to assisted living, decided that they did not want to move, and they joined together and said, we'll take care of each other. So it's kind of built on the old premise of neighbors helping neighbors in the old history of our, you know, of life, mm-hmm. where back in the 50s, we made sure everybody was okay on the block.
Right.
And that's what they did. And since then, it has grown to, there's over 200 actual villages, which Coastline Neighbors is considered a village, but we call it Coastline Neighbors. And then it, there's about 150 still in development just in the United States. This is a worldwide movement. It's not just in the United States, but it's all based out of the Boston movement.
Oh, wow. That's really cool. Well, I remember a time here in Brookings Harbor back just in the late 80s, early 90s, where people still, you know, it wasn't just the 50s. It was, you know, more recent than that, where people in this area knew everybody and people worked together with their neighbors. And if you had a neighbor who, you know, was living alone and the other neighbors would come alongside of them and, you know, help make them food or check on them or run them to the doctor if they needed and things like that. So that's what's so exciting to me about this is I remember not so long ago, Brookings Harbor was like that. And I'd love to help us get back to that.
Right. Because it's important. How many times now do we know all the neighbors on our block?
Right.
And how many times when we were in need did those neighbors know that?
Right.
We don't usually reach out to who lives next door to us.
Mm-hmm.
I kind of do because my next door neighbor happens to be my son, one of them.
Okay.
But, so I reach out a lot, but it's not the norm
right.
anymore.
Yeah.
And so we're trying to break through that, not just in neighborhoods, not I'm not saying build in the neighborhood, but mm-hmm. build in the community
right.
and build from there out.
It's really cool. So it sounds like it's a lot of one-on-one type of volunteering where someone would, you know, maybe get someone that they would get to work with on certain things that that person maybe needed, correct?
Correct. You can work exclusively with one person, or you can work with a variety of people on a variety of projects. It does not have to be exclusive to one area. And that's the neat part of the volunteering in this aspect, because it's taking a volunteer's life and meshing it with a member's life
mm-hmm.
and the member's needs as the volunteer can volunteer, not saying that, okay, I'm going to volunteer for 4 hours on Monday, every Monday. It can be, oh, I'm going to the grocery store on Monday and Mary Sue needs groceries picked up so I can pick up Mary Sue's groceries for her. So it's basically meshing the two together.
Okay. So what kinds of things, besides maybe going to get groceries, what kinds of things might volunteers be doing with
Coastline
Neighbors?
Most of the villages have found out that transportation is the number one need. And that transportation is in a variety of ways. It can be transporting a person from point A to point B to go do something. Or it can be accompanying that person to, say, a doctor's visit.
Okay.
Or it could be to run errands for them. So transportation is the number one.
Okay.
What there is the handyman. Maybe somebody needs a pitcher hung or a box moved or a bottom cupboard door fix. So there's that kind of thing. There's cleaning, maybe changing the bed linens off of the Saturday morning laundry duty of stripping the bed and getting the laundry started and remaking the bed. That's really hard for some seniors because they have mobility issues. So that can be done. Taking the trash can out, it's very hard for some people they have driveways that are slanted, and you know, to roll down a garbage can to the end to the curb and then or roll it back up is very hard for some people. And so maybe somebody can do that. There's friendly visiting, maybe play a game of cards. But one of the other things that is really cool is their daily daily check-in calls. So many times things have happened, and this has happened a lot in this community, that people have been hurt, fallen, can't get to the phone, do not have a life alert, and nobody knows.
Right.
And they're sitting there in pain and have no access to care. And so by having a daily check-in system, people will be just checked in on, you know, at a certain time. Are you okay? Yep. Have a friendly visit. Somebody's checking in on them to let them know that they're okay. That's a really cool aspect to the program.
Yeah, that is a really cool aspect. It's something that we've been talking at the Check Co-Activity Center about is, as you know, this conversation was coming up about, we have the Meals on Wheels, but for someone that's maybe not getting food, but they're a senior that's in their home. And then all of a sudden we became aware of Coastline Neighbors, and we were really excited because we were trying to figure out, like, how would we go about launching something like this in the community? So that's part one of the reasons, you know, secretly, along with loving what you all are doing, but we really believe in this check-in phone call.
Right.
Volunteering that you all are going to be signing people up for with your members and things, because it's something that we saw as a need and a gap in service here. And we were trying to figure out, you know, how would we go about doing something like that? But then you all came along and we were like, oh, we could collaborate with you all and we don't have to duplicate services, right?
Right, right. And that's one of the keys of Coastline Neighbors, is we're not going to duplicate services. Mm-hmm. If somebody else or organization, a business, is providing the service, then we're not going to be providing that. So I know that through the CHETCO Activity Center, you have the transportation, you have the bus services. Yes, you have that, but sometimes they're not coordinated with a doctor's visit. They cannot do that, or they might need accompanying, and your bus drivers won't be able to do that. So that's when we step in and coordinate something with our volunteers. The other thing about this is some of the examples, you know, you have a driver. Not all our volunteers are going to be able to drive. So then you go down to the next step. You have somebody that can phone somebody, right? So they can't get out a lot, but they like to talk on the phone.
Right.
So it does not mean that you have to be really active in the community to volunteer.
Right.
You can be a person that, you know, is active and drives, or you can be a person that likes to help out in the house a little bit, or you can be a person that needs to stay at home but still can be active by calling.
Right. And that's one of the reasons why I wanted to highlight the sort of one-on-one nature of the volunteering, Because some people are introverts and they don't really want to be around a larger group of people, but you get them one-on-one and they're great and they're very comfortable and they, you know, be very, very comfortable, you know, calling someone on the phone or running an errand for someone or something like that. But, you know, get them in a dining room full of people or at an event and they kind of tend to freeze up because that's not the kind of volunteering that they want to do, if that makes sense.
Right. Oh, yes.
But including them and, you know, finding places for them to volunteer is really important too.
So those are the people we'll send to the post office.
Oh, yeah.
No, just kidding. Just kidding.
Just kidding. Just kidding. We love jokes on KCIW. Yes. Thank you, Patty.
So, you know, they're sewing, mending, you know, just all those people that can look and find the resources because there's so many and they change all the time. New ones crop up, old ones change or go away, and we need people to look for those. We need technical help in that somebody needs to have help doing, I don't know what this remote does for the TV or even how the TV works. And I would have to raise my hand on that. My my 8-year-old granddaughter knows better than I do how to turn on the TV. People need help with that. And so you can even go just techie and take all the, that expertise and help somebody.
So maybe if someone that was a member of Coastline Neighbors needed help, like, and they couldn't maybe get out of their house, but they had a computer and they had internet and they wanted to get on their email, there might be a volunteer that would help them, you know, go to their home and help them figure out how to get on their email and set up email.
Exactly.
Okay.
Exactly.
Okay. So as far as the volunteers go, if someone's listening and they want to get involved, how do they go about contacting you all to apply to become a volunteer?
Right now, we're going to be accepting applications for volunteers probably the late part of February, early part of March is when we're going to start. They can call us at 541-313-6490. We also have a website that they can do the contact us. You can, you know, type in your name and just send us, shoot us an email, and that's coastlineneighbors.org.
Cool. Yeah, I'm really excited. I'm really excited about how you all are getting the word out in the community, right?
Oh,
I got to go to your 59-minute meeting at the Checo Library in January. We had one here for the Checo Activity Center. We had a 59-minute meeting in November. We did the January Turkey Lunch with Coastline Neighbors, and we had 120 people in the room. And just watching your volunteers, the current people that, you know, serve on the board and different things like that, with the name tags and just circulating around the room, just kind of talking with people about this idea of helping people stay in their homes, right?
Right.
And it was just so fun to see. And then just at these 59-minute meetings, I've now attended two of them. Well, the one here, I was on the sideline because I was working, but the one at the library I attended, and there were different people at both of them.
Right.
And that was inspiring too, to see that, you know, there were about, a, you know, 10 people or so, but both of them had different people at them. And that was exciting.
Right.
It was exciting to see people in the community responding to this idea of coming together to support each other.
Exactly. And that's what it's all about is, as you said, you know, the, at the beginning, with, how did you say it's neighbors helping neighbors?
Yes. Well, I got that from your flyer.
Oh, thank you.
Every neighborhood has good neighbors.
That is true. That is true. We just have to connect them.
Yes, absolutely. And that's one of the things that I'm passionate about. And that's why when I met Lindy, I was so excited. And then she told me about Coastline Neighbors and just, you know, seeing what we do here at the Checo Activity Center with seniors in the community, and then just seeing an organization like Coastline Neighbors and just seeing the natural collaboration, right? That some of the people that are here are probably at some point going to want to utilize the services of Coastline Neighbors or Good Sam or Seaview or any of a number of these other organizations. And we're going to have a lot of overlap. And how can we, as these community organizations, whether we're for-profit or nonprofit, how can we start to close some of these gaps to address these things so, you know, people aren't ending up in their homes stuck without anyone to reach out to because nobody knows that they're there and nobody knows that they're in need, and how do we come around them and support them because they are valuable members of this community. They just happen to be in a place where maybe they need a little bit more support.
Correct.
Right?
They need not as much the support as a facility would have, but more. They cannot live completely independently without somebody filling in the gaps for them.
Absolutely. I'm Scott Clapson here on KCIW LP 100.7 FM in Brookings, Oregon. We are here today for a program called Every Neighborhood Has Good Neighbors. And this program series is called Community Organizer. We are here today with Patty Schlegel from Coastline Neighbors. Patty helps to coordinate the volunteers for Coastline Neighbors, which is part of the Village to Village network, which started in Boston, Massachusetts. So, Patty, I'm curious, right? You obviously, I mean, you're volunteering your time.
Correct.
Coastline Neighbors is all volunteer run.
Correct.
Right. So what is Patty, you know, why is Patty volunteering for this? What is this doing to transform Patty? And does that make sense?
Well, I'm a firm believer that everybody needs purpose in their life. That's the fulfillment. That's the spice to life. You know, we work, we have our families. Those are cool things. You know, that makes us who we are. But the spice is how we're fulfilled. And one of my passions is aging in place, is making sure that people age well in place and that they can do it in the home of their choice. Mm-hmm. And my career has basically been there about choice. Mm-hmm. And so that's why I'm involved. I'm a volunteer at heart, so I've been volunteering for many, many years in different organizations. So
Is Coastline Neighbors your only current volunteer?
It is. Okay. It is.
Oh, wow.
Yes, this is taking a lot. You know, it takes a lot to build an organization from the ground. Even though we have the backing of Village to Village, you still take what they can provide to you, the advice and the direction that they can give you, but you have to build it within your own community because each community is different, whether that means, you know, Brookings Harbor or all of Curry County, because we are looking to provide services throughout Curry County. So you have to build that from ground up.
Right.
And building a nonprofit organization is a lot of work.
Oh, yes, absolutely. So in building it from the ground up, what are some of the things that you all have had to do in building it from the ground up?
We do the policies, procedures. One of the things that we're very adamant about is transparency and integrity. Those are very forefront in our goals and values. And so to make sure that that is consistent throughout everything that we develop, all the policies to create what a member can do, what the volunteers can do with their, you know, what services are being offered, how we are viewed in the community, how we approach the community, because we do have our service providers program. All of that is, you know, based on the policies that we created in the foundation.
And you all have a pretty small board, right?
We do.
Yeah?
We do.
Yeah, there's like three of you, yeah?
There's three
on
the board, and then the executive director, who's Lindy McLean.
But I think it bears mentioning that Lindy's a volunteer also, right?
Even correct,
though she's
correct.
Acting as executive director.
Yes, yes. We will not have any staff. And the reason why we've chosen to take this model, which is an unusual model even with the Village to Village network, is that we want to keep our fees as low as possible. Mm-hmm. So the fees actually are only paying, what the fees go to pay, I should say, are the background checks for and for insurances and to support the technology needed to be able to run the program.
Oh, wow. So it's all going directly back into the local Coastline Neighbors program, right?
Correct.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's really cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's really, especially, you know, starting something like this, so grassroots and everything, right? It's so, I mean, I'm so passionate about volunteers and just, you know, knowing when when we make space for everybody to bring their gift, how successful things can be.
Correct.
And, you know, sometimes having a paid manager, you know, is wonderful and great, but at the same time, volunteers do it because they want to. And correct. They want to be that, you know, and so yes. often they're really doing it like, you know, like you and I, you know, I give myself to so many different projects and people wonder why. It's because that's where my heart is. Mm-hmm. You know, my heart is to serve people and to help people. And when people come back later and go, you know, that thing that you all did, it really touched and it go, that reminds me, then that's why I do it. Right.
Right.
And that for me is so much greater than any amount of money that someone could pay me. So I love that the fact that you all are demonstrating a all-volunteer nonprofit for the community that so far from everything that I'm seeing, everywhere I go, there's flyers up and people are talking about it. And I'm like, wow, for volunteers, you all have generated quite a buzz.
Well, thank you. We're trying. We're yeah. trying. We're going to do a reorganization on, because it's time mm-hmm. to develop out, okay. structure out. And we'll be doing that with the board where we'll be dividing more of a committee type board mm-hmm. Structure.
Okay.
So they will be taking different aspects of what needs to be done, and the board member will chair that committee and oversee that as a board member. So a different type of structure than what we have now, but the villages that have been successful have started this way.
Yeah.
And so we're modeling after that. Why recreate the wheel right. when volunteers and mm-hmm. have created it already successfully and run a great program?
Yeah, absolutely. I think one thing that bears mentioning too, right, and people that are listening might be wondering, it sounds like people will be in people's homes and things like that. Maybe we might want to talk about the background check aspect okay. of it so people maybe feel comfortable. So you all are going to run background checks on all members and volunteers, right?
Correct. It's for the safety mm-hmm. of not only our members to know that the volunteers that are coming into their home have good backgrounds, but also for our volunteers to know that they're safe going into mm-hmm. a person's home. And so that's why we chose to do both the members and the volunteers. And we use a company called Verified Volunteer. So it's a national organization. It's not something that it's done here locally, mm-hmm. but it is a national background check. And they check for the driver's license and all our DMV checks and all of that as well. Okay. So if somebody's transporting somebody, we also know that they have a clean driving record.
So do you all have a 59-minute meeting coming up soon, hopefully, yeah?
Yes.
Yeah? Hopefully maybe we could attach the flyer to this podcast.
That would be great.
That would be awesome. It'll sometime later in February, right?
It'll be in February at the library, Brookings Library Annex.
Okay. So for those of you that don't know where the annex is, it's right across Alder, right behind the Dairy Queen, right across the street from the Checo Public Library. The 59-minute meetings are great because it's less than an hour. I'm a fan of efficient meetings. But also, there's a lot of time also to ask questions, right, of Coastline Neighbors. And that's what right. I liked about it is you all were able to cover in the 59-minute meeting what you were doing and talk to people and succinctly tell them what you're doing, but then leave plenty of time for these people to come and ask you all questions as well.
Correct.
So it's a very great use of 59 minutes, in my opinion. So we will attach the flyer to this podcast and hopefully help you all promote it on Facebook.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
So if anybody is listening and is interested, you all have also some really cool brochures, right? That we've been trying to get around the community and like racks and things. So maybe right. if someone's listening and would like some brochures at their church or local business or something for Coastline Neighbors,
we can send them to them.
Perfect.
Or if they just want one brochure, they can email us info@coastlineneighbors.org, and I'll get a brochure out to them.
Awesome. Yes. Yeah, it's a really beautiful brochure.
And we have them
at the Checo Activity Center, actually, in racks downstairs and upstairs.
Oh, good.
So, yeah, we've been really trying to get the word out about what you all are doing. As we come to the end of the podcast, Patty, I know you brought a lot of notes and things with you. Is there something that you feel like we haven't covered about volunteers or about Coastline Neighbors that you'd like to share with our listeners?
I guess a couple of things is that a lot of times when volunteers are out, there's not always, are out in the community, there's not always insurance if they're doing whatever they're trying to do, whatever job there are. If they got hurt or something, there's not insurance on it. We have made it a point to make sure that was one of our first buys, was make sure that our volunteers are covered by something what would be similar to workman's comp.
Okay.
And so they are covered, and that's also on there for driving. The other thing is the confidentiality and privacy. It's very much to the forefront that volunteers going in know that the confidentiality of our members is top priority, that we don't violate their what's going on in their lives. We don't talk about it. Their lives are private, and that's the way that it remains. The only thing, if there is a reporting incident where somebody is being abused, of course we would report that.
Right.
But otherwise, that's very important to people to know that the volunteers that are going in their house, they're going in there, and what's there is there.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, this is a very exciting time to be living in the Brookings Harbor area. There's a lot of us that are coming together in a lot of different ways. And Coastline Neighbors, I think, is just another wonderful example of that. And,
oh, thank you.
You know, this effort that I see a lot of new people to the community, but also locals, you know, trying to return to that time that, you know, I've been gone for 20 years from this community, but like I said, when I was young, I remember that. I remember living down on Iris Street behind the Flying Gull, for those that remember the Flying Gull. We lived down there when I was a kid, and about half the street was retired. And, well, half the people on the street were retired. The street itself was not retired. but half the people on the street were retired. And I just remember that so vividly, and just so vividly knowing who all of our neighbors were, what their needs were, who was living alone, who had family close by in town, whose family lived far away. And my parents and other, you know, younger couples in the neighborhood, you know, kept track of that. That's so valuable in a community that's small like this, where we don't have a lot of resources outside, or it takes a long time to get to healthcare services. And sometimes that time when someone's fallen or had an accident in their home, and then they've got to go a half hour to an emergency room, right? You know, that time is really important. And so the more we can be aware of, you know, what's happening with our neighbors, that, like you said, they really want to stay in their home. It's really important that the longer that people can stay in their home, usually the healthier and more positive their aging experience becomes.
Exactly.
Yeah. It's a really wonderful thing you all are doing. Thank you so much, Patty.
Thank you.
Absolutely. Thanks for being here.
Oh, great.
We really appreciate you. I am Scott Clapson here on KCIW. This show is called Community Organizer. The title of this program is Every Neighborhood Has Good Neighbors. We've been talking about Coastline Neighbors, in particular with Patty Schlegel, their volunteer coordinator and board member. You can find more out about Coastline Neighbors at coastlineneighbors.org. They have wonderful 59-minute meetings around the community, and have one coming up later this month in February at the Library Annex across the street from the Chetco Public Library on Alder. We really encourage you to check them out, coastlineneighbors.org. Thank you for listening to KCIW LP 100.7 FM in Brookings, Oregon. I'm Scott Clapson. Have a great day, and thanks for listening. Bye-bye.